to startuprad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Joe from startuprad.io, your startup podcast, YouTube blog, and internet radio station from Germany, bringing you this month in German, Swiss, and Austrian startups, January 2025. Happy New Year, Chris.
Yeah, Happy New Year. 1 month down, 11th to go.
Actually, that's last time I will say this. This year, we are in 2025 now, and yep, the news are just in time for the Chinese New Year. Xin Nian Hao, Happy New Year of the Snake. Welcome to our regular startup news from the startup and tech entrepreneurship scene in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. Our startups news are recorded with Chris in New York City.
Hello, hello.
And me in Frankfurt. Today's news cut is January 27th, 2025. As always, all news not included will be in our next news wrap-up. We need to cut our news seriously so you can have a brief news overview. This time, we sifted through thousands of posts. Note, our hubs section is gone. We provide a location with each news piece. And Chris, you take over the highlights.
The startup system across Germany, Switzerland, and Austria continues to evolve as we realize every issue and every broadcast. So we also see in early 2025 that opportunities and challenges still are kind of in balance. So we see, what are we talking about in terms of the highlights this month? Notably, Berlin's Solaris has lost its unicorn status amid valuation woes. A reminder how volatile the fintech sector can be. Similarly, the air mobility pioneer Volocopter, we've talked about them quite a lot in recent wrap-ups, has filed for insolvency. Major setback for the urban air taxi dream that at least I and you also a little bit used to mock from time to time anyway, probably. And but also we see that competitor Lilium faces delays in their asset transfers. So there's also doubts there on the viability of the whole emerging market because these are two of the biggest companies there. On the brighter side, though, Switzerland has added a new unicorn to its roster. Zurich-based Signum Bank, a leader in blockchain banking, reached unicorn status after a 58 million funding round. This highlights the increasing momentum in the digital assets and fintech sectors, of course. And meanwhile, we see that the green tech sector across the DACH region, so DACH is the German word, Deutschland, Österreich, Schweiz, for GSA, Germany, Switzerland, Austria, has made significant strides with 1.2 billion euros in funding announced. Munich-based Green Flexibility is one of the companies there and secured 400 million euros for their battery storage solutions. Dresden Sunfire raised 200 million euros to advance hydrogen technology, and Berlin's Bees and Bears closed a 500 million euro round to expand renewable energy financing. All these investments underscore the region's leadership in driving sustainable innovation. Despite these successes, challenges loom for startups in high capital sectors. Apart from Volocopter's insolvency and Solaris's valuation struggles, we see that there are broader difficulties in attracting and retaining investment amidst a shifting economic climate. However, though, there's no shortage of ambition, as, for example, the Heimberg-based 1.5 pushes forward with 150 million euro in pre-IPO funding to accelerate its clean energy ecosystem. And it's funding rounds like this that indicate that, in general, investors remain bullish on sustainability-driven startups, even as the broader market probably navigates some turbulences, I guess. The startup landscape in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria remains one of contrasts. Innovation thrives in green tech, blockchain, renewable energy. There's high-risk industries such as urban air mobility facing mountain headwinds. And as the market evolves, both investors and entrepreneurs will need to balance their ambitions with financial resilience to ensure long-term success, obviously. That's the little highlight section. But obviously, please Don't turn off your podcast app just now, because now let's begin and let's talk startups.
Yes, a little bit about the schedule. Our schedule will not change significantly in 2025. You get at least 3 interviews a month from us, with Chris taking over a few more this year. We'll wrap up the news at the end of each month. Usually the episode will go live on the last Thursday of the month. We take a news break in July and August and come back with our summer startup news wrap up on Labor Day, maybe in Hawaiian shirts again. We are not sure yet if we post weekly or every other week in July and August. You can get all our content directly to your inbox on startupradio.substack.com, and you can find all our other channels on Linktree, linktr.ee/startupradio. Chris, you promised a little bit more about the top news here, right?
Yeah, so let's look a bit more in depth at what I already hinted at. Let's start with Solaris, Berlin-based company, fintech company, which has secured significant funding to continue its operations, even though they also facing challenges with its valuation. As a provider of embedded finance solutions, Solaris powers services such as digital banking, lending, payment system for its partners. And partners include startups, established financial institutions, so it's a real broad company. Fresh funding now comes at a critical juncture for them because they experience valuation pressures, and which basically highlight broader concerns in the fintech sector. Particularly in a tightening capital market. So German press reports that SoftBank International, SBI, is going to invest 150 million euros in this round and become the majority stakeholder, actually. So Solaris has been lauded in the past for a banking-as-a-service model, but now they also see that they have to navigate increased competition, regulatory scrutiny in this year. And a lot of analysts say that the new capital now will be used to primarily focus on scaling the technological infrastructure and compliance frameworks, making sure that they still experience robust growth amidst the market uncertainties. The company, as companies do, has expressed optimism, pointing to a strong client portfolio and consistent revenue streams. However, big question remains whether they are able to maintain a competitive edge in a market increasingly dominated by even larger players. And so we will see whether Solaris can also probably become a harbinger, an example for similar companies which aim to scale sustainably. And more about this can be read, for example, in Handelsblatt, in a German report. And Solaris in and of itself, I think I said it, is based in Berlin. Moving on to 1.5. I don't know. Like this would be interesting what their English title is. But 1.5 just means 1.5. They are based in Hamburg and are one of the leaders in clean energy solutions. They've also secured 150 million euros in funding ahead of a planned IPO. This funding round solidifies their position as one of Europe's most promising green tech unicorns. So the general valuation is above 1 billion. The company focuses on integrating renewable energy systems such as solar panels, energy storage, electric vehicle charging into residential and commercial infrastructure in order to create a seamless and sustainable ecosystem. They are willing to use the money to expand their presence in European markets, invest in innovative technologies to enhance energy efficiency. So CEO Philipp Schröder, he used to work for Tesla and was an executive there, has emphasized the vision of the company to electrify Europe's energy landscape. I think we speak about this from time to time here, that Europe is really fighting to put a pin on the map in terms of being a valid alternative to, for example, what happens in Silicon Valley. So the company's approach combines advanced technology with user-friendly interfaces in order to basically make green and clean energy accessible to broader audiences or the masses even. And they are also banking on the intensifying green transition goals that we see in the European Union. And 1.5 really hopes that they are positioned well to play a pivotal role in achieving carbon neutrality here in the continent or in the European Union. Investors are closely watching the pre-IPO performance, and analysts suggest that the valuation could actually surge post-IPO. Worse news come from, I already said it in the highlight section, from Volocopter, once hailed as probably like the pioneer in air mobility, because that company now has filed for insolvency, marking a really sobering turn for the Bruchsal-based startup, but also for the whole industry as a whole. Because Volocopter, known for its revolutionary air taxis designed for urban environments, really struggled with mounting financial challenges. They had really high operational costs, slower than expected market adoption, because, I mean, as you can tell, the flying helicopters are not around yet. And so the insolvency really raises general questions about the viability of the whole sector, especially amid regulatory hurdles and really lukewarm investor confidence. So from what we hear on background, we see that industry experts believe that the concept might have some potential, but there's still really, really big technological and infrastructure challenges that remain unresolved. The company's leadership has expressed hope that they could probably restructure and therefore pave a way forward for a renewed focus on its core mission. But also competitors like Joby Aviation and Lilium continue to push forward, signaling a still active market. So we will see whether Volocopter is more than just like a cautionary tale for startups in one of the emerging industries. And they are based in Bruchsal. I think it's in southwestern Germany.
Yes, not too far away from us here.
Yeah. Green Flexibility, though, on the other hand, it's a Munich-based company, has raised 400 million euros to scale battery storage solutions. The funding, led by Partners Group, aims in this case to accelerate the deployment of large-scale storage systems critical for balancing renewable energy grids. These systems, as you may know, play a pivotal role in ensuring the stability and efficiency of energy grids that rely on solar and wind power. Green Flexibility plans to expand their footprint in Europe by building more advanced storage facilities in key markets. Their CEO, Markus Lang has highlighted the importance of this investment in addressing Europe's energy challenges amid an increasing adoption of renewables. As you may know, the war in the Ukraine has been a huge issue here in European energy markets, and I think has been also a really great push for renewable energies here, battery storage being one of the essential infrastructure elements of this, and essential for overcoming the intermittency issues associated with green energy. And Green Flexibility's offering, which is like a modular, scalable system, really try to meet these demands in that market. So this funding round positions the company as a leader in the energy transition movement, and analysts predict further growth as renewable energy integration intensifies. Three more to go. Good Lord. Sunfire, a company based in Dresden, they have secured 200 million euro to expand hydrogen technology solutions. Green hydrogen, also part of Europe's energy future. Sunfire specializes there in high temperature electrolysis. Is that how you pronounce it in English? Electrolyse, as we say in German, which efficiently converts water into hydrogen using renewable energy sources. So the founding round this time around, led by several global investors, is going to support scaling its production capabilities and enhancing R&D efforts. Hydrogen is seen as a cornerstone for decarbonizing industries such as steel production, chemicals, and heavy transport. And Sunfire's technology there addresses these demands, trying to provide a cleaner and more scalable solution. CEO Niels Aldag said that the company is focused on meeting Europe's ambitious hydrogen targets while also eyeing other international markets. they really hope that since governments are increasing their commitments to hydrogen strategies, Sunfire is going to be in a position that is considered to be the technological leader. They hope to become one of the key players there. And one of the few success stories of new companies and startup with a startup culture happening in Eastern Germany, since they're based in Dresden. Berlin-based Bees and Bears has secured 500 million euro for renewable energy financing across Europe. It's a fintech that focuses on providing credit solutions for renewable energy projects so that businesses and households can adopt solar panels, wind turbines, other sustainable technologies. It's a funding that for them marks a significant milestone to expand its platform's reach, facilitate investments in over 25,000 renewable energy projects across Germany and beyond. CEO Anne Lehmann noted that the company's mission aligns with the EU's Green Deal objectives, again, going back to be carbon neutral and making financing for sustainability more accessible. Bees and Bears also hinted at integrating AI to optimize credit allocation and risk management. The fintech's approach is expected to accelerate the green transition in Germany and Europe while delivering strong returns for investors. So a company that is really interesting on several fronts here, because they seem to be not only an interesting fintech company, but also one that is working for a specific sector that has good chances to prosper. Bees and Bears is the name, based in Berlin. Signum achieves unicorn status with a 58 million euro growth round. As I said, it's Switzerland based, Zurich to be precise. The bank is a pioneer in digital asset banking and offers solutions in blockchain based services, including tokenization, crypto trading, and custody services. They will use the money to support the bank's expansion into new markets, particularly Asia and Europe. Matthias Imbach is one of the co-founders here, and he said that the company's commitment to bridging traditional banking with blockchain technology, creating new opportunities for institutional investors, are really the goals that they want to achieve with that kind of money. And yeah, we see it in the company's growth already, that the increasing institutional adoption of blockchain and technology and digital assets here actually seems to work. And that analysts predict that Signum's valuation will continue to rise as regulatory clarity improves and demand for blockchain services grows even more. So this is a roundup. And as you can tell, we try to give you a bit more background than we probably traditionally did, to just give you an idea. And I think, I mean, the summary of this month definitely is that a lot is happening in the green tech sector here. And it's probably, yeah, as it has always been, one of the strengths in the German market or German Swiss Austrian market to be like the world's engineer.
Yes, totally. Going a little bit into housekeeping and time to brag, we try to keep it from now on very short to get a balance. Startup Radio hits the spotlight twice in FeedSpot's 2025 Top 15 Stories podcast in Germany. We are mentioned there twice as Startup Radio.io and Woman Who Rock GSA. You can learn more on our LinkedIn post as well as on FeedSpot itself. If you're interested in working with us, just send us an email at ads@startuprate.io and you can follow us on our Linktree. We will be back after a tiny ad break. Chris, I think I'll hand now over after my very extensive part for the ecosystem here. What do you think?
Yes, let me rattle it down. So we start ecosystem news, meaning this is everything that affects the startup ecosystem. We start with the world news where we see a report in Handelsblatt: from chatbots to healthcare, AI startups are seizing opportunities in a booming $180 billion market. Question is the next unicorn among them? Of course it is. So yeah, AI startups, one of the big stories. You can read more about that in the ecosystem news there. We also see that
Oh, we may add, Chris, that ecosystem is this time quite long because we had like all the look backs in 2024 and the outlooks for 2025 in there. Sorry for interrupting.
Yeah. The next one actually is a great example for this because Crunchbase writes about larger VC funding rounds that dominated 2024. We see that despite fewer deals, larger funding rounds characterized the venture capital landscape in 2024. AI crypto fund predicts fintech trends for 2025. The latest report from them is highlighting emerging trends in fintech from blockchain to AI applications. More about that in a report on tradingview.com. Goldman Sachs urges startups to reevaluate IPOs. David Salomon there advises startups to rethink their plans, and especially amid fluctuating market conditions. It's a report on TechCrunch. The same goes for the venture capitalists who increasingly target AI startups with transformative potential across enterprise and consumer applications. So that is the lookout, which kind of AI startups are going to dominate the VC focus in 2025. Moving on from the world to Europe, or zooming in, let's say, European startups increasingly rely on venture debt as an alternative funding strategy amidst tighter VC markets, writes Sifted. From green tech to AI, these European startups are poised to dominate in 2025. It's a list of European startups to watch. And we all wonder if they will achieve unicorn status. It's on businessinsider.de, so the German equivalent of that, or the German daughter company of that. The European Tech Ecosystem Report offers a comprehensive review of the region's growth and innovation trends in 2024. More at tech.eu. The Sifted EU has a list of European fintech IPO candidates for 2025. Several of them prepare for public listings, so let's see which ones are ready to go big. And we also see that in general, though, the investor confidence takes a hit across the Eurozone, reaching the lowest levels in over a year. So Eurozone investor morale drops to a record low. More about that in a report from Reuters, the newswire. Not the same goes for Germany. I'm sorry. The IFO Institute, we're always talking about it. The German Business Climate Index, basically, once a month, poll survey about business projectives improved in 2025. So we see that German businesses actually are more optimistic in January than they used to be in December. More from Germany. Germany's dream of semiconductor dominance dims because Intel cuts back its investment plans. And so, yeah, they are investing less money in Magdeburg, Germany than they initially planned. Darmstadt, though, kind of like a hidden champion, one of the smaller cities in the state of Hesse, climbs in Germany's startup rankings and already starts to challenge traditional hubs like Frankfurt and Berlin. More about that can be seen in a little report from Hessenschau, which is the local news broadcast of the state of Hessen's public broadcaster. Hamburg's VC investments pay off. So the city of Hamburg had strategic venture capital investments, and they are actually yielding significant returns, bolstering the whole startup ecosystem of the company. In case you want to read more about how that works, this type of like political investment or involvement, you can read it in Abendblatt, the local newspaper from Hamburg. Other end of the country, Munich, where we see that they also emerge as a strong contender in the German startup ecosystem, rivaling Berlin for top honors. Wirtschaftswoche has more about the state of Munich, the state as an improving city, let's say. And in general, though, southern Germany rises as Bavaria surpasses Berlin in startup funding dominance for the first time. So Munich, obviously, being the biggest city in Bavaria. More about that in Kapital. And one last article about German tech and German companies. Sifted has a list of tech predictions German tech predictions, to be more precise, for 2025, where we see from AI breakthroughs to clean energy innovations, what we can expect in Germany's tech scene in the, well, I was going to say upcoming year, in the current year. Moving on from the ecosystem to, well, which is not hubs anymore. What is it, Jörn? What is it?
Not hubs. Actually, Chris, you came up with the structure when we first joined forces back in 2015. So I think this startup news, we could say hubs, guys, here's a change. We'll now provide with each news piece a location as far as we could tell. So this section is relic 2015 till 2024. Talking about general news, tech news, company news section here. Green tech news, we don't have any highlights here, but keep in mind the 1.2 billion fundraising from 1.5 to Bears and Bees, or Bees and Bears? Bears and Bees, and so on and so forth. We going straight to the biotech news. CureVac is back in the black. Biotech pioneer CureVac bounces back into profitability, a German comeback story worth noting from Tübingen. Synaffix partners with Boehringer Ingelheim for ADC innovation. Dutch biotech Synaffix collaborates with Boehringer Ingelheim to advance antibody drug conjugates, a promising cancer treatment. Araris partners with Chugai for biotech innovation. It should be Chugai, yeah. Swiss biotech Araris enters a multi-million-dollar deal with Chugai to accelerate advancements in drug conjugates. Bioversus to go public on Swiss Stock Exchange. Swiss Biotech is set to launch an IPO at SAX Swiss Exchange. Dresden Pharma firms unite for cancer innovation. Dresden-based pharmaceutical companies collaborate to harness radioactive technologies for advanced cancer treatments. Going into the fintech news, Cashlink secures crypto custody license. Frankfurt-based Cashlink achieves a major milestone with a crypto custody license. Tokenizations for the mass market is no longer a dream. Forget Finance joins Liquid. Berlin-based Forget Finance merges with Liquid, signaling further consolidation in fintech. What's next for the industry? General news. Aleph Alpha scales AI capabilities by 400%. Heidelberg-based Aleph Alpha enhances its computational capacity by 400%, marking a breakthrough in AI innovation. ESA BIC, meaning the business incubation of the European Space Agency in Switzerland, welcomes a new cohort. Space innovation takes a leap forward as ESA BIC Switzerland introduces its latest startup cohort. Learn more on Startup Ticker. TUM launches battery startup incubator at the Technical University Munich. TUM launches a specialized incubator for battery innovation, empowering clean energy startups. We have been talking about the company before. Helsing, a defense tech company from Germany, launches mass-produced AI drones. They are unveiling AI-powered killer drones in mass production. Lilium faces delays in financial struggles. Munich-based air mobility Lilium experiences further delays in asset transfer, complicating recovery efforts, as we talked before in the introduction. And Zalando makes a bold move to acquire About You. Berlin's Zalando shakes up the e-commerce space with a proposal to acquire rival platform About You. We don't have anything in Schumpeter's Schöpferische Zerstörung, but for the very simple reason that the news are already pretty long. Chris, I hand over to the high news to fundraisings.
Yes, just a couple of highlights here, because as you can tell, there's a plethora of good news already. So here we just want to highlight a couple of funding rounds that in general show you how resilient the whole startup scene is. We included selected fundraisings above 10 million euros, Swiss francs or US dollars. And in order to start you off, it's even one from the United States. Cambridge-based Windward Bio secured a $200 million round to lead transformative advancements in biotech. Metzingen, based Neura Robotics, secures 120 million euros to scale AI-powered robotic solutions and set new industry standards. Berlin-based Omio strengthens its global footprint with $120 million investment to expand into Southeast Asia. It's a debt funding in that case. Dealfront gets a 30 million euros funding to promise smarter tools for B2B sales, revolutionizing European sales strategies. They are based in Espoo in Finland and in Karlsruhe in Germany. C-React, a German robotics startup, secures 25 million euros in Series A to advance AI-powered logistics and industry automation. They are in Karlsruhe, Germany. In Berlin, Germany is Aferis, raising €20.8 million to lead the charge in secure privacy-first enterprise data collaboration technologies.
I think the original amount was 21 million, so it looks a little bit strange, right?
Yeah, maybe $21 million, maybe. Yeah. NSAFE gets $18 million in a Series A. It's a company working on greener finance and therefore gaining momentum there. They're based in Berlin, wanting to promote sustainable financial solutions. In Milan, Italy, we see that EcoPlanet lends 16 million euros in a Series A funding in order to power sustainable technology solutions. Green tech startup Veridion, also from Munich, is taking off with 14 million euro to power a cleaner, emission-free future in regional air travel. And those are just a couple of the deals there. We also see that there are a couple of mergers and acquisitions, which I will leave up to you.
Yes, of course. Mergers and acquisition, M&A, TTTech, Auto acquired for $625 million by NXP. Vienna-based TTTech, Auto joins NXP Semiconductors in the $625 million deal, advancing software-defined vehicle tech. Creative Dock Group acquires And Frontier. Creative Dock Group expands its hardware innovation by acquiring Berlin-based And Frontier. Sona acquires Tightlift to secure open source software. Sona acquiring acquisition of Tightlift strengthens security in enterprise software, mitigating open source risks. Germany's Glucotopy celebrates multimillion exit. Berlin-based Glucotopy achieves a significant exit, showcasing the region's strength in life science. Whew, that's the news, Chris. That was a lot.
One day we will just do us pronouncing the names wrongly.
That's a quite good idea.
Glycotopy in Berlin. So this is this. That's it for the beginning of the year. I think overall, more good news than bad news. A lot of money in the market. And we just say thanks for listening, I guess.
Totally my pleasure. Hope to have you back soon. And Chris, you next month.
And yes, definitely. And please say again, Happy New Year in Chinese. That sounded so professional.
Xin Nian Hao.
Exactly.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.